We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, Dub Nation, this is Dario Saric. The only place to hear the Warriors basketball is 95.7 The Game.
All right, this segment is sponsored by Go to State Lumber, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoToStateLumber.com. Nick Friedell, 8:30. Nick Friedell, 8:30. You know Cousin Nick. And then Darren Revell, formerly of ESPN. We'll have him on at 9:20 as we get into sports gambling. And, you know, we got another player popped yesterday from the Toronto Raptors.
What's his name? He's kind of a no-namer, but
he's Porter,
it's fascinating.
Michael Porter Jr.'s brother.
Is that really Michael Porter Jr.'s brother?
Yeah, I was reading the entire, you know, piece about him.
I missed
him. Yeah. He's basically making $415,000 this year. He was on a two-way contract, essentially, and they went down the rabbit hole of everything that was going on. What was his name?
It is Porter. Jonte Porter.
So
Jonte Porter. So yeah, he was Jonte Porter went to Mizzou. So apparently March 20th in a game against the Phoenix Suns, Porter played just 3 minutes before leaving the game due to what the Raptors said was an illness and did not return. He did not score. He attempted to miss one shot and had two rebounds. Sportsbooks had his over-under set at around 7.5 points and 5.5 rebounds. The next day, DraftKings Sportsbooks reported its users that Porter's prop bets were the number one moneymaker from the night in the NBA.
And then it happened again.
January 26th against the Clippers. There was an increased betting interest on the under from Porter props, which for the night were set at 5.5 points, 4.5 rebounds, and 1.5 assists. There was also an over-under for Porter's made threes, which was half a three. That night, Porter played just 4 minutes before leaving the game due to what the Raptors said was a re-aggravation of an eye injury he suffered 4 days earlier in the game against the Memphis Grizzlies. He did not score against the Clippers, had three rebounds and one assist, and did not attempt a three, meaning the under hit into all of his props. The next day, as part of a daily report to its users on betting results, DraftKings Sportsbooks reported that the under on Porter's three pointers was the biggest money winner for bettors for any NBA player props from games that evening. Porter played 19 minutes 2 days later, scored 12.7 rebounds and 3 assists. So maybe it works like this. He's not making a lot of money, right? Maybe he has a best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Say, look at my props. I got the game plan. It's got a report. I'm not going to play much unless it's a blowout. Go ahead, cast your unders on me. Like, I'm not even going to attempt a three. Then his boy tells all his boys, and his boys tell all his boys, and it becomes just a who's who of who's betting. I'm just speculating. I'm speculating on how this could have went down here, but it's pretty ironic that his unders hit. And so he's the first of possibly many players in the NBA. Football's already had it. We've already seen Calvin Ridley pop for a year, Jamison Williams pop for 6 games, and many others. But now in the NBA, we're starting to get some action here. Jonte Porter popped here. They've speculated. What was the he is out of the lineup and a subject of an NBA investigation into irregularities on prop betting involving him.
So 1 year ago on May 4th, Alabama baseball coach Brad Bohannon was fired And he was basically fired. This is Alabama College Baseball. Sportsbook surveillance video indicated that the person who placed the bets was communicating with the coach, the head coach of Alabama baseball, with multiple sources with direct information told ESPN. And essentially, he scratched starters late in the game. And the OCCC was alerted to the alleged activity. And these Las Vegas bookmakers, and they have algorithms and these computer systems. When they see suspicious activity on random stuff and a lot of money that normally wouldn't be going to something as small as a Porter, you know, this guy Porter, this random guy and his bet, like, they have computers in place that are going to alert this. And the reason why Vegas, clearly, and DraftKings, they want everything on the up and up because they want the consumer to believe that there's integrity. So there's incentive for all of these companies that are taking your bets to also police it and to make sure that everybody is on the up and up. So to regulate it is extremely important. This guy, the Alabama coach, he'll never coach again.
No.
And he was basically doing a version of what we thought Pete Rose was doing back in the 80s, correct?
Yeah. Yep.
And now I look at this guy, Porter, and here's what I say. I don't know what his algorithm is in his head, but if you're on a $415,000 salary, okay, how much money was he betting on himself in scratching in this situation?
I know.
I want to know, where does he draw the line? Is it just for the action? Is it to make his friends money? Is it to make himself money indirectly?
Maybe him money, his
how
friends
much?
Money. I don't know, but this is probably not the first time it's happened.
I'm going to totally guess. Totally agree.
And it won't be the last time it happens. Tim Donaghy did a documentary about the refs fixing games or whatnot. It is possible, but My thing is, too, with Shohei, right? Shohei knows, and this is, if a player knows, it's like insider trading on Wall Street. NASDAQ, Dow Jones, you know something happening. You know, Jed York, they say, hey, by the way, he's going to be principal owner now with the 49ers. But, you know, the whole thing in Santa Clara is like insider trading. He knew this, and his stock
Martha
went
Stewart.
Up. Well, yeah,
Martha Stewart moved money to save money when the stock started to crash, and that's why she's in jail. In essence. That's the layman's.
So what's the difference between a player knowing, hey, I know the game plan. I'm going to sit on the bench. I know I'm only going to play 4 minutes a night, or I'm not even going to play unless there's garbage time. I have a prop bet set. I go in there in the last 4 minutes, and, hey, my prop is to hit a three. Yeah, I'm not going to shoot a three. I'm going to make sure the under cashes.
So Draymond's been doing... No, I'm just teasing. I'm totally teasing. That was a joke. Total joke.
So, I mean, this is the equivalent to insider trading.
So as a gambler, because you gamble more than I do. I'm not some... I don't pretend to know anything, and I'm not saying that you're... You gamble. You read these kinds of stories, and what do you think?
Not surprised.
But does it make you less likely or more likely to continue gambling?
Well, number one, I don't bet on the NBA as it is.
Okay.
Because the NBA is always tricky, and I just feel like I'm kind of a partner with the NBA these days, so I think it's unethical to try to do that, and I don't want to lose my job over gambling. Yeah. It's like, hey, wait, Bonte, you know what's going on with the Warriors, or you're betting all this money. No, not going to catch me up like that. But it does make me – it makes me look at the roster. It makes me think, like, damn, maybe I need to look at the 13th man on the team and look at their prop bets. You know what I'm saying? But also, it's just the first of many episodes.
Yeah, it's
going to happen. And what I think is going to happen is that the NBA, Major League Baseball, the NFL, they're going to sweep these stories under the rug. They will handle it behind the scenes because they can't take these hits anymore. They can't afford. Like, I think the common fan is like, these guys are betting on themselves. They're going to think that it's fixed. Some people are going to think that the script is in. You know what I'm saying? So this thing could go in so many different ways. I think these organizations know that they need the DraftKings money.
Yeah.
They need the FanDuel money. Gambling's prevalent. I think they're going to start sweeping these stories under the rug.
See, I would go the other direction. I think guys like Porter, who are, you know, they're no, like, let's be honest. None of us really knew this guy existed. Most of us. Okay. B, you do this for a living. Did you? I didn't even know
Tay Porter. Michael Porter's junior brother was in the league. I had no idea.
Okay. So I don't feel ashamed that I didn't know who this guy was. I think guys like him, the no-namers, are going to get hung out to dry publicly to set an example for everyone else. Shohei, they're going to do everything they can
to protect him.
Yeah, absolutely. There's different levels to it.
But you don't think, too, like, the league, even with Porter's little brother here, Jontay Porter, even stories like that, the NBA is like, look, We can't keep taking PR hits.
Well, he's rogue is what they're going to say.
He's rogue. We don't know anything about it. We're going to regulate this.
Exactly.
But then I think they're going to start sweeping these stories under the rug. All these organizations, you can't take the black eye because now all of a sudden people are going to be coming down your road saying, well, why are you taking the gambling money? Why are you allowing stadiums to have gambling machines inside your stadiums? How can I bet at your stadium? What's going on here? So now, do you risk taking that away? Because now it's off the hook. I mean, I can literally bet a live bet sitting in my seat at Chase Center if I wanted to. I'm a live bet the Warriors right now. I'm watching everything.
You and I went to Vegas. I was there for the Pac-12 championship game. People in the row, okay, not even the Super Bowl. Super Bowl, we're up in the media area. People in the row were betting as the game was going on from their seat.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I don't, you know, now I'll say this about Jontay Porter. He didn't compromise the basketball game. He just compromised his own stats, which is kind of wild. Now, was there over-under set in that? Is there a point spread? What if he doesn't take a shot and the Raptors are not covering by half a point? Now you're messing with millions of dollars. you know what I'm saying?
This is not good.
This is not. No, but so, this is. But we had to figure that things are like this are going to happen.
Oh, no doubt.
When you invite gambling.
So, like, when you play on a team, and I know you've played football and stuff, and you play many sports, so you get it. But, like, I'm going to use baseball as an example. If I know a guy's got a sore shoulder on my team, okay, we're going to like, hey, just, you know, if the ball goes to right field, the dude can't throw right now. Like, his shoulder's jacked. And you as the other team, if you know that, you're taking two all day on that guy. Take it to the next level.
Oh, I know.
Right? Take that kind of insider knowledge to the next level of what you're talking about and what you could do financially in terms of how you're hedging that. I mean, if you knew a guy, like, and I've seen this whole breakdown on Shohei apparently throwing games.
Right.
I don't even know if I believe it. It's some rabbit hole that I saw on the internet from some guy that I can't verify or gal that I can't verify online.
Right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.